Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I think people love dogs for many different reasons, but the main one, in my opinion, is that people believe their dogs love them. Unlike cats, dogs seem to be very attached to their owners. Of course, there is some question as to the degree to which dogs actually love their humans, or merely are responding to them as being in effect the dominant member of the pack to which the dog belongs. But in either case, there is a feeling of loyalty. Speaker B.
I have a dog and I'm happy about that. I think dogs are the best pets in the world. To start with, they are loyal and friendly. Dogs take a great interest in the people who own them as pets. Moreover, they seem to protect their owner's interests to the extent that they are capable of, by driving off an attacker, for example, or waking people up if there is a fire in the house, and so on. There are many more pluses. Dogs are just perfect.
Speaker C.
As far as I know, some famous person once said something like, "He liked dogs more than people." Well, sometimes dogs really are better companions than people. Dogs have a certain mental simplicity. For example, they don't lie to their owners and their motives are relatively simple and understandable. And so they are easier to deal with than human beings are. Dogs do not maneuver for status because they just accept that humans are in charge.
Speaker D.
I have a dog and most of my friends have dogs too. When we discuss our pets, we understand that dogs are very clever. Well, of course, they are less clever than their owners, so we take care of them, much as we would of our own children. Still, in my opinion, dogs are relatively intelligent in comparison to many other animals, such as tropical fish, frogs, lizards, and so on. Sometimes I think my dog understands every word I say. Isn't it great?
Speaker E. I don't have a dog because I'm allergic to fur, but I love looking at them. My favourite films are the ones about dogs. They are such beautiful creatures. They are warm, furry, and cute. They have soulful eyes and in some ways remind people of children. I know lots of people who have photos of dogs as their screensavers or just black cups or clothes with pictures of charming puppies. Your heart is literally melting when you see dogs or small puppies. Speaker F.
I personally think that dogs are not as pretty and charming as one might think they are. In my opinion, any dog is dangerous. Even those teacup dogs which girls like to carry in their handbags and boast of them like of fashionable accessories. Even those small creatures can bite you and give you serious injuries, so you must be careful if you see a dog. There are many stories in the news about dogs being aggressive towards people for no reason.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. I think people love dogs for many different reasons, But the main one, in my opinion, is that people believe their dogs love them. Unlike cats, dogs seem to be very attached to their owners. Of course, there is some question as to the degree to which dogs actually love their humans, or merely are responding to them as being, in effect, the dominant member of the pack to which the dog belongs. But in either case, there is a feeling of loyalty. Speaker B.
I have a dog, and I'm happy about that. I think dogs are the best pets in the world. To start with, they are loyal and friendly. Dogs take a great interest in the people who own them as pets. Moreover, they seem to protect their owner's interests to the extent that they are capable of, by driving off an attacker, for example, or waking people up if there is a fire in the house, and so on. There are many more pluses. Dogs are just perfect.
Speaker C.
As far as I know, some famous person once said something like, he liked dogs more than people. Well, sometimes dogs really are better companions than people. Dogs have a certain mental simplicity. For example, they don't lie to their owners, and their motives are relatively simple and understandable. And so they are easier to deal with than human beings are. Dogs do not maneuver for status because they just accept that humans are in charge.
Speaker D.
I have a dog, and most of my friends have dogs too. When we discuss our pets, we understand that dogs are very clever. Well, of course, they are less clever than their owners, so we take care of them, much as we would of our own children. Still, in my opinion, dogs are relatively intelligent in comparison to many other animals, such as tropical fish, frogs, lizards, and so on. Sometimes I think my dog understands every word I say. Isn't it great?
Speaker E. I don't have a dog because I'm allergic to fur, but I love looking at them. My favourite films are the ones about dogs. They are such beautiful creatures. They are warm, furry, and cute. They have soulful eyes, and in some ways remind people of children. I know lots of people who have photos of dogs as their screensavers, or just black cups or clothes with pictures of charming puppies. Your heart is literally melting when you see dogs or small puppies. Speaker F.
I personally think that dogs are not as pretty and charming as one might think they are. In my opinion, any dog is dangerous. Even those teacup dogs which girls like to carry in their handbags and boast of them like of fashionable accessories. Even those small creatures can bite you and give you serious injuries, so you must be careful if you see a dog. There are many stories in the news about dogs being aggressive towards people for no reason.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.